where our spiritual batteries can be refreshed. So it's I'm really intending to present this transformational course a little bit like a relief for you, something which breaks the very strong academical style of learning which you are undergoing at the moment. My purpose this time really is not so much to inform you, but to transform you. And I'm very much eager to create a very nice spiritual atmosphere for all of you in which transformation is easily possible. We have designed the training in Bhaktivedanta College in really, there are two types of training. One is where you learn the shastras, where you write your own examinations in order to show that you have learned nicely and that you deepen what you have learned. And the other form of training is something like a retreat where you just get more in touch with yourself, with your Krishna consciousness, with your higher aspiration, with that which pleases your heart, and where you go a little bit and make yourself spiritually fit, so to say, for your own individual journey back home, back to Godhead. Last week I was participating in the transformational seminar of Dira Govinda Prabhu, which I believe some of you have gone to. I know Yadu Nandan was there and Vrinda Devi told me many nice things. Has anyone else of you?
Manohar,
how much water did you lose? 2 liters? 3 liters?
Half an hour. I spent
the entire toilet roll. Yeah. You also? Really? Yeah. And Vrinda Devi, who has built very closely to the Atlantic Ocean her life's house, most probably also had contact with water. In that seminar, a very interesting concept of transformation is presented to us, which I would very much like to repeat here. My concept or my presentation of transformation is slightly different. I hope you to make the difference very clear. In one type, when we think of transformation of the heart, in one school, transformation means to deal with our shadow, those things which are unclear in our heart, those things which condition us deeply, those things which disturb us deeply, like anger, guilt, fear, and these things. We look at these things and we take them and we transform them. That means we make something else out of them, from anger to love, from lust to love, and so on and so forth. In that seminar which I was alluding to, those who participate in the seminar, they look at their conditionings, or to put it in the language of Rupa Goswami, to look at the weeds which grow alongside to the creeper of bhakti or the plant of devotion. Rupa Goswami describes that if we start our process of Krishna consciousness via a culture, the Krishna consciousness, almost like a little plant, a gardener who gets a plant and then pours water on it to make it grow and grow and grow. While the plant of Krishna consciousness grows, very quickly the devotee begins to see that in his heart also in the garden of his heart other plants begin to grow. Most probably these plants were already there, but now they become more visible. It's what is called in English weeds, or das Unkraut. Weeds in the garden of the heart are kutinati, diplomatic behavior, nishidachar, activities which are not acceptable to the standard of pure devotion, jiva hingsa, enviousness towards others, the desire for one's own profit, labha, pratishta, we want to be recognized, and ultimately we want to have puja, worship. Why is the arati performed towards Radha Gopinath? This is a terrible mistake. The arati should be performed towards me. This would be the correct application of the Gilap. So these feelings are called weeds in the garden of devotional service. So one has to take care of those weeds very strongly. Sometimes it is seen that devotees make a lot of advancement in the bhakti field. They pour water on the bhakti lata, and they are seen very soon to perform enormous spiritual activities, rise up early, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, it is seen that because the devotees have not taken care of the weeds, that they develop impossible human relationships and make mistakes which, I mean, let us say politely, which even some of the grossest materialists do not make. That is very disappointing to see sometimes. Now, I have traveled through many spiritual communities, not only ISKCON communities, but really communities of all nominations, and I have very often seen that there are ego problems where you just go like Hare Krishna, very strong ego problems. You need to sit down and drink a glass of water to just digest what you have seen. It's so intense sometimes. Naturally the question is, what is going on here? The devotees have, or the people have meditated, they chant japa, they eat only prasadam, they live a sattvic lifestyle, no meat eating, absolutely no, no intoxication, they don't have illicit sexual relationships, which is very important for most of the people of this time. And still, they are like little children who always who have such ego problems. They seem to be so undeveloped. And the question is, what is going on? Some people even begin to doubt, is the process working or not? This is my question. What is going on is very simple, that there is spiritual advancement, But the weeds, like I have mentioned, they all have to do with the ego, really, are simultaneously nourished also. So there is something healthy is developing, but at the same time, something unhealthy is also coming up. And sometimes the weeds grow much quicker than the Bhakti Lata beach, and they begin to choke the healthy plant and just put it down. Therefore, it is very important that a simultaneous program is there that is nourishing our spiritual side, our Bhakti Lata beach, and at the same time looking at the weeds and having a process how to uproot those weeds. Uproot is a very good word, because if you just cut them, they will continue to grow. You must remove them with the root, not just do some external cut like you do. Like Bhrigu Muni Prabhu has removed his beautiful beard, which was really something special. But the beard is not uprooted; it will grow again if no haircut is done there. This is a harmless example which just concerns the external thing, but I think when it comes to weeds, you need to somehow remove them in some way. So there are two ways to do that. One way is to go deeply into the shadow, to really begin to analyze what are the weeds, how are they, from where are they coming, and it is sometimes quite shocking to recognize behavior patterns which we have most probably inherited from our parents. There was this exercise where you begin to go back into your childhood and you meet your father and you see what you like at him, what are the qualities you like and the qualities which are disturbing to you. Then you come back and you find out, oops, I have the same qualities in some ways in me. So this is the psychological way of dealing with these things, to recognize them and then to put another behavior pattern in its stead. In other words, if you are a controlling type, you see you control so much, then you begin to consciously serve in order to replace the old stuff with the new behavior pattern. If you are always depressive, then you begin to focus your mind on very positive things, which you try to always bring back into your mind. This replacement theory. I will not deal with this method in my transformation seminar, although I think it is very important to do this. What I want to do is, I want to use the time which we have allotted to this to talk about Krishna, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's activities, and especially I want to talk about the mind of God, what Krishna thinks. That's very interesting. But we won't psychoanalyze Krishna. That would be very offensive if a conditioned soul tries to analyze Krishna and put some conclusions, because Krishna is totally transcendental and is avan manasa gochara. That means beyond the reach of the material mind. The mind can go to many places, but it can never reach Lord Krishna. That is Krishna. But we hope to just by hearing about Lord Krishna, that we become a little bit aware of our that we invite Lord Krishna in our hearts. And by inviting Lord Krishna in our hearts, something wonderful will take place. When you begin to, to have Krishna in your heart, it's at that time Maya will not be able to be there. Prabhupada so very precisely said, wherever there is the sun, darkness cannot stand. I think you remember this perspective. So instead of trying to transform ourselves, we will let Krishna do the work, because he is very, very powerful, even much more powerful than the most powerful psychotherapeut which is there. But this process of allowing Krishna to transform ourselves will only work. Now listen please very carefully. This is now a very important thing which you need to understand so that this transformation seminar will work for you. It will only work if you are not doing kapata. What is kapata? Kapata means to be a devotee who practices the art of pretense. If a devotee thinks, while hearing about Krishna or by putting Krishna in his heart, he can continue to be a nonsense, Hare Krishna, then the hearing about Krishna might feed the weeds. When you have a plant and you water the plant, if there are so many weeds around, it can happen that you water the weeds and not the plant. So when a devotee maintains his material illusions about himself and is not willing to really confront or face his own weakness, then the chanting and the hearing about Krishna will not work. Therefore Mahaprabhu said you can make advancement in Krishna consciousness only if you practice the success formula. Trinarapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanida manadena kirtaniya sadaha. You can only engage in kirtan, that is glorifying of Lord Krishna, if you are humble, tolerant, respectful, and not demand respect for yourself. It's very important. A devotee who is a proud and arrogant fool, if he hears about Krishna, he will think, oh, I know more about Krishna than anyone else. What has arisen is not the bhakti lata bij, but the weed has arisen. Have you noticed that it does happen? Sometimes we see devotees who hear about Krishna and who know so many shlokas, and they become very almost like warriors of the scripture. When you meet them, you have to be afraid that they will not put you down into the ground. I have personally met such devotees, and I have seen that they have given the water of bhakti on the wrong plant. It was a terrible mistake which they made them. So hearing So this transformation thing is for devotees who are humble and willing to learn and who are nicely thinking of Lord Krishna and putting Krishna into the center. And I think this is a very important understanding. Therefore, this is my third point which I want to present to you, and then we will have a little pause, because I can see that the breakfast is working on Manoharji's attention. Some digestive pause is required. Therefore, in my presentation, I will talk about Krishna's qualities, but talk about them in such a way that it becomes very easily to be understood how they relate to us. In other words, we will work on two dimensions. When we hear about Krishna is strong, we will hear how we can become strong. And the same, when we hear that Lord Krishna is grateful, then we will hear the glorification of Lord Krishna, but we will also hear how we can also become more grateful. There are altogether 64 qualities of Lord Krishna, and I believe the living entity has a minute quantity. Can develop 50 qualities of these, and you will see that this works very well, to hear about Lord Krishna and to hear also how we can improve our lives with the help of Lord Krishna in these areas. This is the trick of this seminar. Hare Krishna. Have you understood what I wanted to say? I wanted to speak about two approaches to transformation. One is by dealing very much with the shadow and trying to uproot the weeds. And I think it is very valuable if it is done professionally. And I have seen that Dira Govinda Prabhu is a professional. It is very good work which he does. The other approach is by hearing about Lord Krishna and at the same time honestly being aware of our own shortcomings, not being pretenseful, and then work on developing these qualities in relationship to Lord Krishna. And we find in the Nectar of Devotion that there are 50 qualities which the living entity can develop. So we will first hear about Lord Krishna and then how we can relate to these qualities. This is the seminar. Krishna. So I'm very much impressed. We have now been together. You came already 15 minutes past 10. I was still preparing myself and getting ready. I would like to make a little pause now for you. You can use it in an active way. You can chant your rounds up to 11:30, and then we will see. But before the pause, I want to see, do you have any questions regarding what you have heard up till now? No, this is very nice. Then we can immediately have the pause. So at 11:30 we will all meet here again, and maybe some of you need some exercises or something. You you look it's winter time. Hare Krishna. Haribo, see you at 11:30. We go.